All right. Okay, so Michelle, what we are doing is we are talking to professionals like you in order to help better understand your online information search needs. And your responses are going to help us inform the creation of a new searchable database on usdairy.com. And this tool will provide you easy access to hundreds of technical insights or communication tools, including white papers, fact sheets, research summaries. And your feedback is really going to be instrumental in helping us shape what this looks like and how it acts in the functionality. So if you need further clarification on a question or want a couple examples, just let me know. And our discussion should take no more than 15 to 20 minutes. Does that all sound good?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So first I'd like to learn a little about your online search experiences in general. And I'm wondering if you have any thoughts on what's the best online search experience you've had? And it could be a personal search, like going to eBay or Amazon, or for professional reasons.
Well, most of the time when I search on something, anything, I usually use Google. Kind of probably my default search engine that I use. And I think it's the easiest, so.
What makes it so easy for you?
Just because it seems to bring up the right things. It doesn't seem, I've used other sites like Bing and those types of things, and I don't know how it what you put in and gets it, but it seems like it grabs what I wanted, you know,
mm-hmm.
information, not, you know, shopping results or anything like that. I want, you know, relevant articles and information, and that seems to work best for me.
All right. On the flip side of that, is there anything that's really a site that you know is going to be a frustrating search experience? Is it Bing?
Yeah, I think it is. For me, it is. For Bing, I that's not one of my favorite ones.
Okay, and that's because it doesn't pull up the right things. It pulls up kind of random things for you?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So let's look at more dairy industry information. What are some of the sites that you go to most frequently to look at for dairy industry information?
Okay, probably NMPS.
Okay.
DMI's website that has that the one the portal for all the different sites that they that's under under their umbrella. I don't remember the off the top of my head, but I can visualize the front page of it.
Okay.
I sometimes refer to Dairy Farming as a .com. Dairy Farming Today. If I'm answering a consumer question about dairy farming or doing a PR piece or something,
mm-hmm.
I'll use. And then of course I also use the Innovation Center's website often as well.
Great. What are some of the types of information that you're looking for? Are you looking for more communications tools, fact sheets, brochures, news releases, or scientific resources like papers or abstracts?
Usually communications pieces, whether it be talking points to answer an email on something within the dairy industry, whether it might be, on a nutrition fact on, how they feed cows or just some background information so that I can put together some type of, response to a consumer question. If I'm looking, a lot of times I'll be looking for story ideas for my newsletter because I'm one of the people that put together our corporate newsletter for our members and for our employees. So sometimes I'll go and just see what kind of, just to get in touch with what the current news and the things that I should be distributing to our members, is.
Absolutely. Do you ever look for more scientific-based resources?
Every once in a while, but not as often as I'm looking for just quick kind of facts.
Okay.
Just in my line of work and what I do, because I'm responding to website questions and
mm-hmm.
doing social media and stuff like that, it needs to be something that's not real long-winded, I guess.
Okay, so kind of the quick talking points.
Points, yeah, I would say.
Okay. So when you're looking for more communications-related resources, if you wanted talking points on, let's say, nutrients in milk, would you Google nutrients in milk? Would you Google nutrients in milk talking points? How would you kind of get yourself to what you need?
Usually it's like just, I go to like GM, you know, I would either go GMI's website or the Innovation Center or something and then just try to search from there. I don't think I use a Google where I'm looking for those kinds of talking points.
So you wouldn't do like a keyword search even in the Innovation Center website?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you mostly navigate to what you want?
True, yeah.
Okay. Okay, just wanted to make sure I understood you. All right. How interested would you be in accessing the latest news on research in the dairy industry?
I think it would be not something I'd probably do all the time, but something that might be good to know about what's going on. So I guess if I had to say, you know, on a 1 to 5, probably on like a 3.
Okay.
That it might be good to know that it's out there, but I don't know if I would be consistently accessing it.
Okay. Do you currently have any resource that you go to learn that type of information?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head, unless it's something that's been put out in our products commission sends a lot of that stuff out through their newsletters, so I do get bits and pieces of that through them on kind of what's happening within research and, you know, at the national level.
Okay. Now, let's say that you did see something that was interesting to you. What type of research information would that be? Would that be something consumer-oriented? Would it be nutrition-oriented?
Probably both.
Okay.
Probably even more the consumer.
Okay. Great. Now, let's... Thinking about your use of the dairy industry information, let's talk about the types of content and formats that you'd find most useful. And I have a list of different ways that we can present information. And I'll run through the list and you tell me if that would be, yes, something you're interested in would use, or no, it wouldn't be something you'd use, or you'd use it sometimes.
Okay.
Research summaries.
Sometimes.
Okay. Abstracts?
Probably not.
Okay. Technical bulletins?
Well, let me back up. When you say abstracts, are you talking about, give me a more defined...
An abstract on a peer-reviewed scientific paper.
So a portion of an article or something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, probably not as much, and then you had said...
Technical bulletins?
Okay. Sorry about that. Technical bulletin, let's see, probably not as much, no.
Okay. Presentations?
Yes.
Okay. Peer-reviewed scientific papers?
Probably not as much.
Okay. White papers?
Probably, those are like the background research. Is that what that is?
Background research or perspective or strategic guidance?
Maybe sometimes.
Okay. Communications materials such as key messages?
Yes, definitely.
Trade publication articles.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Trade publication articles?
No, not as much.
Newsletters?
Yes.
Okay. So you seem to have the most interest in presentations, communication materials, and newsletters.
Yes.
If I said, we could only give you one type of information, which one would you pick?
Communication, like the key messaging and stuff.
Okay. All right. And so you primarily use those key messages to answer questions. Is there any other, and build your newsletter, is there any other thing that you would do with those? Any other activities, any other way you would activate that information?
I had said that answer website questions and then also use them to put into my newsletter.
Okay. Is there any other form of information that I forgot to list off that would be helpful to you?
Well, I think it falls under the communication pieces or the tools that you guys, the Innovation Center, when you guys put together kind of pre-done articles for us to, as communicators, to just kind of edit or massage to fit our publications. I think that that's a great way to get that information out quickly, because it lets us as communicators to take that, tweak it, and we're all kind of on the same messaging and kind of same page. So that's been really helpful, and I've actually done that with quite a few pieces, Innovation Center, and a couple of different communication things that I've gotten out.
Okay, excellent. Let's talk about social media a little bit. Do you use social media for professional purposes at all?
Very limited.
Okay. What types of social media do you use professionally?
Usually Facebook, and I use that with my young farmer group that I coordinate, and the program that I run.
Okay. And then, do you ever look to social media as a tool to provide you with information? Would you ever research through social media?
No.
Okay.
I'm in that older category.
Would you ever look at a blog at all?
I've looked at them just to see the discussions that are going on, but but not on a regular basis. It might be someone that said, oh, you should look at, see what somebody said about this topic. But it's not something I go to get my news for them.
Okay, excellent. Now, my last few questions are about specific to Dairy Management Inc. sites. And I know you said that you go to usdairy.com. Do you also go to innovatewithdairy.com?
I don't think so.
Okay. How about nationaldairycouncil.org?
No, not on a regular basis.
Okay. So on usdairy.com, how frequently would you say that you go there?
Maybe once a month.
Okay. And I know you said communication tools were a big help, but is there anything else on that website or any other area that you find really particularly useful?
No, I would say that the communication tools are the best for me.
Okay. And if you had any wish fors on that site, if you could change it or add something, what would that be?
Maybe like a quick, like a key messaging, so it's not buried as much, kind of page or something or area.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Okay. And my last question is an easy one for you. Is there anything that I forgot to ask that I should have, or do you have any other thoughts to share with us?
No, I think that's it.
All right, great. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us, Michelle. We really appreciate it. We know you're very busy, but your answers are really going to help us make sure that we come up with something useful for you, and our goal is to provide you quick access to things like key messages. So hopefully we will have met that need for you.
Okay, great.
All right, thanks again.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay.